そしてビデオを見ている方、こんにちは、ありがとう。あのどこで見てるか知らないけれども、あなたが見ててくれて、すごい嬉しいです。
We are in video land. We just want to say hello if you like us. We're so happy to have you with us as well.
はい、それでね、もう実はゴールデンウィーク10連休の日があるで。
All right, anybody really enjoying Golden Week? You get all 10 days off.
Yeah, I don't know. 楽しんでください。
Yeah, enjoy. You know, that's a wonderful day.
でも僕にとってゴールデンウィークは違う意味でゴールデンなんです。
But for myself, Golden Week it has a different meaning.
実は僕の結婚記念日がゴールデンウィーク。
And my Golden Week is you gotta have my wedding anniversary.
僕のお父さんは、おふくろがこうやって、あんた何もしない、リコちゃんがやってるやないか。
There's many people would say, but to me, you're not really doing anything. So what are you trying to put on a message here with that? Because you don't do much.
僕たちはお付き合いして6ヶ月での電撃結婚。
It was an electrifying, short, six-month, passionate engagement before we got married.
ほんで、なんでかだから、そうせないとリコさんが逃げていくから。
It was to make sure I got her before she ran away.
Just
kidding.
いや、短かったです。で、あのね、そのほとんど6ヶ月間のうちのほとんど僕たちはデートというデートあんまりしたことがなかったです。
To be honest, even the 6 months while we were engaged, we didn't really have a whole lot of dates.
2、3回ちゃんとしたデートをしたんですよ。
Honestly, it's probably about 3-4 times.
だから全部美しい思い出でした、思い出で。
And so those times were just, you know, amazingly beautiful memories.
だけれども、じゃあその僕は何しとったら、だから私たち、僕とニコさんはいつも教会で若者たちのイベントを主催してそれをやってたんです。バイブルスタディやさまざまなイベントを企画しやってたんです。
So we were engaged for 6 months, only had 3 more dates. What did we do with all this other time? Well, we were very busy at church. We were both very involved with the youth ministry and we were just doing stuff all the time.
そしてそれと同時に結婚式の準備をしたんです。
And so at the same time, of course, we were trying to prepare for the wedding.
じゃあ今、婚約時代って難しいな、あれな。
Engagement period is
difficult. 特に男性には難しい。
Especially for the guys.
なんでか言うから、僕はミコさんにな、指輪をあげたで。
You know, listen, I did it right. I gave a ring to Miko. So I had put my mark on her. You know, she's got the ring on. This is like, I'm ready to get married here. I've got nothing to show that I'm actually engaged, right?
But I have no mark or anything. I don't know anything about it. But I was in the hotel room for 6 months. It was like僕はミコさんと結婚しているかのように振る舞わなかったね。
But to be honest, you know, I have no visible signs of being engaged. But for myself personally, and for those that are engaged, of course, you would want to act in a gentlemanly manner that would be, of course, that becoming of a married man.
So, つまりこういうことです。だからその6ヶ月間の間、だいたい850人ぐらいの女の子が僕に、海さん、プーさんが付き合ってください。850人ぐらいな。私のボスになってください。800人ぐらいの女の子みたいな。
So, just, you know, for example, I'm throwing out a random number here, but about 850 girls, they have asked me for my phone number, they said they wanted to date with me, you know, but I just got engaged.
So,
I needed a fan to, like, wave these women away from me, just, you know, get them away. Sorry, I've got a very important person in my life now. There's this wonderful girl, Miko, and she's
Miko-san.
Even when Miko wasn't standing next to me, even when I look around and I didn't see Miko anywhere within my sight of vision, I always acted as if Miko was standing right there beside me. Because she didn't
scare
me and she didn't really, you know, headbang me or anything like that.
せっかく僕に結婚を OK してくれた女の子がいるんです。
She said yes.
だから僕はその、そして彼女は自分の人生を犠牲にして僕に捧げようとしてるわけ
だ。And she was willing to sacrifice her life to make a life together with me.
だから僕はその最低限のミニマムのフェイスフォーネスというか、ミニマムのディボーションというか、最低限の誠実さをね、彼女がいるときもいないときも、見てるときも見てないときも、最低限の忠実さを示す必要があると思います。
So I really felt, and from the bottom of my heart, that I needed to have this level of purity, this level of faithfulness and truthfulness to her. Even whether she was there or not.
ね、そして僕もそのようにしたかったんです。
And of course, I desired her to do the same.
なぜならば、美子さんに愛してもらったという感動の中に生きれなかったです。
And you know, it's because I was living in the joy knowing that Miko loved me.
そして同じように、イエス様も私たちは見えないんです。
In the same way, we cannot see Jesus Christ.
だけど僕たちは神様の恵みによって、神との関係、イエス様との関係に招かれたんです。
But,Although we don't see him, we know that we can have an actual relationship with him, and we were all invited to this relationship with Jesus.
20年前に僕は美子さんと婚約の関係、そして結婚の関係が始まったように、私たちももうイエス様との関係の中に生きてるんです。
So in the same way that 20 years ago I proposed and I started this engaged relationship with Miko, we also too were proposed to, we were invited into an engagement, into a relationship with God.
だから僕の人生の中ですぐ横にまあイエス様が今ここにこの辺で見えへんけど見えへんけど僕はイエス様が僕の神様であり王であるっていうその気持ちを持っていきたいなと思います。
But as well as you can see, Fumi standing next to me here, Mark is standing right next to me, the two of us are together in the same way Jesus Christ, as if he was standing here with us. He is our Lord, our God, and we want to act accordingly.
ここではっきりしておきたい。イエス様は人となられた神様です。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the God made flesh.
そしてここに来られて神様がどのような方かを私たちに教えてくれました。
And Jesus came down to this earth to share with us what it was to be God, what it was to our relationship to be with Him.
そして神の子供とされた私たちがどのような人生を歩んでいくかということをはっきりと伝えてくださったし模範を示してモデルをしてくれ、モデルをしてくれた。
And Jesus He came down to give us an understanding what it meant to be a child of God, what came with that, and how to live a good life as a child of God by being a great example.
でもそれだけじゃない。私たちの罪のために十字架の上で死なれたんです。
And beyond that, the sacrifice he gave went to the extreme. It went to the cross where he gave up his very life for us.
イエス様が流された血潮によって私たちの罪は許されて私たちは神の子供とされたよね。神の家族に入れられたんです。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, all of the things that we were, had ever done wrong or will do wrong were taken and washed away. We were made righteous. We were made children of God.
マークが言ったように私たちは義とされたんです。
As I said, we were made righteous.
つまり私たちは罪人だったの。
We were sinners.
罪人という状態を私たちはイエス様に押し付けて、イエス様は義人というタイトルやクレディットを私たちにくれはったんです。
The robes of guilt and sin was taken off of us by Jesus and replaced with the robe of righteousness.
偉大な交換が起こったんですよってね、先週学んだね。
And we learned last week about how there was a great exchange last week.
私たちが罪人であったのに、イエス様はその罪を背負って、逆に義人というのをくれたから、私たちは業なんですということを勉強したね。
And so, no matter what we might have thought of ourselves, we have come to the understanding that we were made righteous by Jesus Christ and that we are loving children. We are like an A plus in God's book.
そして、イエス様は、じゃあ十字架の上に亡くなってどうなったか言うたら、お墓の中に入れられたというんです。
Jesus, He gave His life, His body, His physical form and sacrifice on the cross. He was nailed to it. They took Him down and they put Him in a grave.
だけれども3日目によみがえった。
But he did resurrect on the third day.
それを私たちはみんな信じています。
We all believe that.
そして先週はみんなでイエス様のその復活をお祝いしたんです。
So we celebrated that last week.
ね。ね。そしてイエス様の復活のことをもう一度考えてみましょう。
And so we're going to go back again to the resurrection.
私たちがイースターを祝うのはイエス様がよみがえったり、ああよかったり、パチパチパチ、そういうのじゃない。
It's not just about like, yeah, woo, great job, Jesus, you know, resurrection, woo, yeah, put your hands together for that.
イエス様は私たちの first fruit、初穂として生まれたんです、蘇られたんですよというふうに聖書明確に教えています。
But it says how Jesus is indeed our first fruits, that he is the first to come、in a series for our new lives.
で、ということは、初歩としてということは、セカンドフルーツもサードフルーツもあるいは2番目も3番目、つまり私たちもイエス様がよみがえ、死からよみがえるときに、私たちもいつか死からよみがえるんですよ。
And as Jesus was the first to come back from the dead to conquer sin itself, He had victory over this darkness in the same way as he was the first season of fruit. We are going to be those following seasons as we are also reborn in the same way and we're delivered from sin.
でもそれだけではなくて、私たちはこの世界に生きている間にイエス様のその resurrection power、復活の力を得て、私たちを罪がこうかってがんじがらめにするそのロープを切ることができます。フリーになることができます。自由を味わう、勝利を味わうことができます。
And so, as we are in this world, it's not about just when we get to heaven, we have a place forever. That's, of course, the joy in our hearts. But beyond that, in this life, while we are in the midst of trials, we know that we are the children of God. So the sin that was on us is taken away. The rope that would bind us has been cut.
そして私たちにそのカットするハサミをイエス様は与えてくださっています。
And so the scissors, that is used to cut away the sin, that is what Jesus will give to us.
だから私たちの心が傷ついている状態で、あなたを後ろに前進しようとするときに、引っ張ろうとするときに、私は新しい生き物です。イエス様に新しくされたので、過去の作用がちょんとすることができるんです。
And so when our past is all the scars in our body, we try to, the things in the past, we try to keep our minds from thinking that we are victorious children of God. We try to pull us back. We try to pull us into the old life. Then we are able to cut free of those ideas, those human thinking for the godly way of life.
私たちは霊的な戦いを戦う道具を与えられて、力も与えられているわけです。
We have been given the spiritual armor and spiritual weapons to fight against the forces that will come against us.
それがイエス様の復活の意味なんです。
And that is the power, that is the true meaning of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that would be the part that we want to get really excited about. You know, and I'm sorry. And so, okay, so he resurrected, and then what did he do?
イエス様は復活して今どこで何してるのか。
Okay, so yeah, Jesus Christ is resurrected. Was he down at Starbucks? Was he doing?
まあ、
サ
バって言ってるけど、いや、今日クロスロードでは、あのね、イエス様の昇天アセンションっていうことについて語るんだよ。
And so we'd like to go back to from the resurrection, his time on earth, back to also when he was actually he ascended into heaven.
で、実はね、これはキリスト教の信仰なんでめちゃくちゃ大事なもの。
The ascension is actually a really important part of the Christian faith.
聞くところによると、あんまりよその教会で教えることあんまないんで。
But you know, it's actually to be honest, as much as I've heard different, pastors speaking, there's a lot of pastors that don't really go into the ascension. And so I'm really excited about it, and I hope you'll be interested to look through it with me as well.
Okay, 使徒の働きの一章、使徒行伝の一章を読んでみましょう。
So we're going to go to the book of Acts, in the first chapter.
イエスは苦しみを受けた後、十字架にかかって殺されて、そして墓に入れて蘇ったその後40日の間、弟子たちに現れて神の国のことを語り教え、数多くの確かな証拠を持ってご自分が生きているということを人たちに示されたんです。
Okay, and so in Acts chapter 1, starting from verse 3, it says, After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days, and he spoke about the kingdom of God.
イエス様が蘇られたっていう時に、なんか幽霊みたいにパッと出てきて、スッと消えたとか、そんなのちゃうねん。
So Jesus coming back to life, it was not just like something out of Yokai Watch or something, where this kind of spirit comes out of the ground and is like, well, I'm resurrected.
I saw it.
Jesus came, he was with his disciples, they ate together. He was giving teachings to them.
そしてその人たちはなんか2人とか3人やったら思った。まあいつ話し合わせできるのに言ってるだけは思うけど、500人の人がそれを見たり聞いたり一緒にご飯食べたりした。
You know, and this was not just a handful of people we're talking about here, but 500 witnesses to seeing Jesus Christ in the flesh.
500?
You know, that's like a half of an elementary or junior high school.
So, で何をイエス様が教えたかというと、神の国のことについて教えたというんです。
And it's saying how he was teaching about the kingdom of God.
神の国って何やというの？
All right, kingdom of God. Let's talk about that.
イエス様は神の国、神の王国について話を
Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of God, being the king of this kingdom.
The kingdom だけじゃない、神の王国って何の話だ。
Kingdom,
kingdom. What are we talking about?
And so in the kingdom, of course, there's got to be a king.
つまりその神様がキングしてるところや。で、こう神様が王様であるところが神様の国なんです。
And so apparently, Fumi has made a way to make king into a verb. He's king. He's king in the kingdom.
そう。ね。ほんで、それっていうのは、だからどこからどこまでっていうその物理的なテリトリーのことではありません。
And so the kingdom, where are the borders of this kingdom? We cannot, define that.
そうじゃなくて、神様の御心が行われているところは、そこは神の国なんです。
But it is in fact where the things of God are taking place, that is indeed the land, that is indeed the kingdom of God.
ちょっと違う言い方してみようか。
Okay, we can say it in another way.
もし私たちがこの人生をまるで神様が王様として治めているっていうように生きてるんだったら、そこは神の国なんです。
If we serve our lives as service to a king, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we will respect God as that king of our lives, then our being and everything in it, we are the land, we are the kingdom of God.
そして私たちはイエス様がまるで王様のようにと思っているだけなので、本当にイエス様は私たちの主であり、神様で王様であり、治めておられます。
And it's not just a name or a title, Jesus is in fact the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is our Lord.
イエス様はよみがえられたんです。
He conquered death and rose again.
それを弟子たちはよく見たんです。
And the disciples, they saw it.
で、はっきり分かったのは、うわ、新しい時代が、new creation が、新しい創造が始まったんやーっていうのを弟子たちは見たんです。
And you know, the excitement of seeing Jesus back to life. This is like a new start, a new beginning, a newepisode, a new series.
だからイエス様は弟子たちにまるで永遠の命が今もう始まってしまっているかのように生きなさいと勧めた。それが神の国の教えだったんです。
And to understand after all the things that Jesus had been talking about eternal life, to see him come back and conquer death, this was the start of eternal life. Right there, they could see it happen.
復活をして I am in charge. 私が治めてるんだということを弟子たちに言って。はっきりとイエス様を示したんです。
Through conquering death, Jesus was indeed declaring, I have conquered death, I am the king.
だからあなたたちはこの人生の中で私たちのこの世界を潰す悪を一個ずつ one inch at a time でもちょっとずつ一個ずつその悪のテリトリーを占領す神の国の力で占領していくんやねっていうふうにイエス様は考えられていたんです。
And so, this is where the battle begins. We understood what it is to have life and what it is to have death. And we are now in a battle that is pit against the forces of evil for territory in this world. We are trying to fight for one more life, one more soul, to win more territory for the kingdom of God.
そしてじゃあどういうふうにして神の国の拡大というのがなされるか、イエス様はっきりと弟子たちにこうしました。
And for the disciples, Jesus was very specific and very clear about how to bring forth and spread the kingdom of God.
OK, 読みましょう。マタイの福音書28節です。
And we're going to go now and jump back over to Matthew in the 20th chapter.
イエス様が天に上げるちょっと前の話。イエスは近づいて彼らにこう言われた。私は天においても地においても一切の権威が与えられています。だから君たちは、だからあなたたちは行ってあらゆる人々、あらゆる国の人々を弟子としなさい。そして父と子と聖霊の皆によってバプテスマを授け、また私があなた方に命じておいた全てのことを、これ次大事、守るように彼らを教えなさい。見よ、私は世の終わりまでいつもあなた方と共にいます。
The Great Commission in Matthew 28 starting from verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. 全ての権においても地においても一切の権利が、権威が僕に与えられるとイエスが言ったんです。
Amen.
じゃあ どういうことなんですか、それは。
So what does that mean?
簡単に言うたら、I am the king. 私は王なんだということをはっきりとイエスが言ったんです。
So Jesus is stating very clearly to the disciples、that which they had hoped and they were not sure after the whole death and everything, but he's back、mm-hmm. and he is definitely defining himself now as being the true king.
そして天において地においてサタンに取られてたいくつかの権威っていうの全部取り返したんだ。
All the things that you know, the devil thought he had won, he had taken Jesus down、mm-hmm. and everything, that all came to shambles and he just conquered completely Satan and his
life.
And so he said, and so that's why now when I ask you to do something,、you need to obey.
出て行ってまず弟子を作りなさい。
First, you need to go forth and make more and more disciples.、
そしてバプテスマを授けなさい。
You need to baptize people.
もちろんそれはそのクリスチャンじゃない人がクリスチャンになってイエス様を信じる。まあそうだと思うよ。
You know, of course,、as people are being saved、from non-believers to becoming believers in Christ, of course, that's all, you know, is part of the message here.
ほんで頭の中でこうインテレクチュアルに頭の中で OK、イエス様の十字架によって私は義とされてて、それを信じる、OK、信じます。でも、私的な理解はもちろんでも大事よ。
Okay, so you know, on a mental level,、what it means to be saved, what it means to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is this、process that would need to be, you know, taken. Okay, I'm believing in something that I cannot see, but I'm going to believe that this man, Jesus Christ, was indeed from God, and he indeed died, and his death can save me and purify my life. And of course, this is how we tell people, that's how they become.Christians, and we believe this. And so, even more important than the understanding of this mental、state of mind is this.
どうやって神の国が悪の帝国を占領していくかって。それはあなたがオベイするためです。あなたが私の命に従い、そして私の命令に従う人を生み出すときです。
And how is it that we make disciples of all the nations? It's by obeying the word that God has put for us and obeying the Holy Spirit and the teachings that I've given you and go forth and share them with other people. Who do we serve? We serve the King. Jesus said, I know how hard it is for you here in this life.
もうすでに私が王であるかのように生きてください。
But you know, you need to understand that you are now serving the king, and you need to live a life worthy of a child of the king.
他の人にも私が王であることを伝えなさい。
And you need to go and tell everybody else that I'm the king.
そして私に従うように教えなさい。
And teach them how to obey me in the same way I taught you.
このことを何度もイエス様は語ったんです。
And so Jesus continually gave this teaching over and over.
I am your king. あなたの王様。だから弟子たちは今ですか今こそ革命ですか今ドカーンと行く時ですよね。読み返ってやったらドカーンと行く時ですね。革命ですよねって言われた。
You know, it's so like the disciples again said, Oh, Jesus, it's time, yeah, we're going to take over now. This is our time, right? You're a generation. Here we go, Roman Empire. You're going to be sorry you put Jesus on that cross. We're taking over.
Okay,
let's
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
And we're going to go back to Acts chapter 1 now.
そこで彼らは一緒に集まった時にイエスにこう尋ねた。主よ、イエス様、今こそですか今ですか今でしょうもう。やるならいつですか今でしょう今こそ、イスラエルのために国を再興してくださいました。
Right? So they're like, oh boy, Jesus. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Jesus is really good at, you know, just skipping that and just avoiding the completely answering question. You know, he's probably just said something like, you guys forget about that. And so he said something, of course, much better.
いつとかどんな時かそんなことは君らが知らなくてもよいのです。 それは父がご自分の権威を持ってお定めになっています。しかし聖霊があなたの上に臨まれるとき、あなたは力を受けます。そしてエルサレム、ユダヤ、サマリアの全土および地の果てにまで私の証人となります。こう言ってからイエスは彼らが見ている前でその間にうわーと上げられ雲に包まれて見えなくなられたと。
And so how it happened? In Acts chapter 1, starting from verse 7, Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight.
イエス、私があなたに託すキングダムメッセージがあるのですとイエス様は弟子たちに言ったんです。
You know, so after he arose, he came and said, "I have the message of God's kingdom."
あなたは私が王であることを見ましたよね。
You understand now what it means when I say I am the king, right?
それを地の果てにまで持っていきなさい。
Bring that message to the ends of the earth.
そしてイエス様はふーっと上の方に上がっていかれた。
And so then he arose up into the clouds, and he was elevated, ascended up from the
earth,
and he went out of sight into the clouds.
これはイエス様の昇天アセンションと言います。
The ascension.
で、聖書の中でとっても大事なこと。
Very important part of the Bible.
でもなんでなかなか語られへんか言うたら、やっぱりビジュアルしにくい、なんかこう想像しにくいです。
You know, andThis, there's physical, like, you know, things people start to try to have a difficult time physically, visually, you know, understanding and comprehending. And okay, I'm trying to get my head around the whole resurrection thing, but now you're saying he lifted up off the ground and went up into heaven,
right?
You know, we didn't have any videos back then or anything, so we're like, okay, how could it have been? It could have been Harry Potter. Get like a, you know, just got his room, or like it could have been beam me up, God, or something like that. You know? But it says that he was, he ascended, right?
He said,
you know, why not just do something like more of a disappearance?
Yeah,
just like do like a spin around, like, gone, or something like that. That would be cool, right?
Yeah.
You know, or like it could be like in a puff of smoke or something, just like do a spin around and boom, and then all of a sudden, like, whoa, you know, that would be cool, right? Why did he arise up off the ground and was he lifted up?
So, what a message got for the end.
I believe there's a message there for the disciples.
The 弟子たちはユダヤ人でした。
They're Jewish.
ユダヤ、弟子たちはユダヤ人で、彼らの世界観では天というのは神様が住んでおられて王の玉座があるところなんです。
And so, to the Jewish traditions, from the Pentateuch and all the old scriptures and everything, they had this vision of, you know, God being on his throne in heaven above.
イエス様そこにふーっと上がっていくことによって私は本当に王になったんだということを弟子たちに徹底出したかった。
And so Jesus, understanding the people that he was before and to his disciples, he going up into heaven, this would be a symbol of him arising, ascending to his throne as the king, and just another way to show it to them.
多くのクリスチャンの人たちは残念ながらイエス様の昇天アセンションをイエス様が
You know, and a lot of reason why people would kind of dance around the ascension is because so many people would just be like, well, that's when Jesus left earth. And, you know, that's when he was not here anymore. Kind of a, almost a negative vibe to it. Jesus is gone now. We're going to have to just do it ourselves. So, like, we can do this, right? That is not the way it was.
イエス様が天に上げられたというのはイナグレーションなんです。王になられたということなんです。
This was the procession to the throne for Jesus as he was inaugurated into the kingdom of heaven and sitting on the throne next to God.
王座のある天に上られて王になった。I am king now ということや。
He's going to be the king of all kings sitting on the right hand of God the Father. He is the ruler of everything.
だから弟子たち、聖書に書いてあるの弟子たちは、ああ、イエス様と食いとこうか。 Oh,
Jesus left us down here. He wanted to ride in the cloud with you. No, there was no, you know, kind of sniffly cry stuff. No, it was all about a celebration and they were
rejoicing.
Let's go to Luke to see what they were saying there in
24th chapter.
So in verse 51 of the 24th chapter of Luke, it says, while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God.
弟子たちはイエス様の CEO オフィスが始まったイエスってイエス様が本当に世界を支配するその時代が始まったと思って非常な喜び、great joy を持ってたんです。
If you can imagine the presidency of the United States not being that, but the presidency of the whole world of taking the kingdom, and there was the, you know, PR head office or whatever, and everybody in that office had just heard that their you know, candidate had become the king of the whole world, the celebration that was going on in that office is kind of an idea of what you would feel if you were in the place with those disciples.
これはどういうことか。イエス様の昇天、イエス様が王座につかれていると、あなたがどんな困難な人生を送っていても、He is King now。イエス様が王としてあなたを治めておられるので、大丈夫。
So the ascension is just another assertion of our confidence when we are walking in the hardest parts of life. God is, you know, the ruler of all things, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. There is nothing in this world that we have to fear. There is nothing that should get us down.
あなたの人生の中で悪魔が勝利を収めている以上見えなくした。
There are battles in our lives, the battles that the devil seems to be winning.
それでも天においてはイエス様が私たちの人生をこの世を収めておられる。
But the war is our already over, and we have a king.
そしてその方が王である方が私たちを愛し守り導いてくる。
And our king is a loving king. He does not leave us alone, but he continues to lead us.
そしていつかここに帰っていらっしゃるんです。
And he is preparing to return to this place.
そしてそれまでは私たちこそがイエス様の手、イエス様の足としてこの世界を勝ち取るように呼ばれているのです。
And so we are to continue as his hands and feet here on the ground as he is ruling from heaven above.
イエス様が天に帰られたということの中にあるメッセージはめっちゃクリアです。
And so Jesus ascending into heaven, it gives us a very clear message.
I want my world back. 私はこの世界をもう一度手に入れたい。
I'm taking the world back from the devil and his grip. I am the king and I want all attention brought back to me.
そして、それをどうやってやるか、そのあなたが自分の人生で私に従うことを小さい心で従うところを何度も何度も選ぶとき、悪が食い尽くされて神の国ができるのです。
And so how do we make Jesus happy? How do we make the King of Kings happy? It is through the little things in our own lives, the choices that we make, the decisions as servants of our King, the things we do when we make him smile, with the little things we do correctly, when we share our love with other people, those are the things that are going to make Jesus proud of the kingdom that is being built.
私の世界が私たちをこっちに導こうとするときに、イエス様に従ってこちらの方に行くときに、私たちはイエス様の手となり足となって神の御の働きをしているんです。
When the world is trying to pull us in another direction, but we do not fall to the temptation, but we continue to be true to the word, to our King, that is when the kingdom of God is established, it is taken for what it for eternity, and in that, that is where God is most pleased.
そして私たちがその誘惑を戦う力をイエス様が与えてください。
And it is not on our own power that we can win this fight, but it is through the power that we are given by Jesus.
そして私たちが誰かと一緒にそれをすることができます。誰かにあなたのイエス様に従いたいませんかという時に神の国は広がっていくのです。
And so this is an infectious thing. This is a wonderful power that we have in us to give us the conquering over death and life, and when we share that with someone else, that's just another step, another piece of territory, another plot of the God's kingdom that is going to start to be
When we
reach out to the person, oh, you know, I know that you've been battling with this, the ups and downs, you just have this depression, and if I could just help you and just give you a word, that there's somebody that wants to lift you up out of that darkness, and those little steps that we make towards God's kingdom, there is such joy for every little step that is being made in all directions by His people.
あなたの家族をイエス様に従うように導くとき、あなたは神の国を広げている。
As you are raising up your family, as you are the leader and the head priest of your household, as the priestess, as the mother of your children, and you are leading them up in the ways of Jesus Christ, this is how the kingdom of God is spread.
あなたのビジネスの中で神に従おうとするときに、そこに神の国ができるのです。
When you are following the principles of heaven in the business you run, that is also spreading the kingdom of God.
それが皆さんが個人レベルで、会社レベルで、学校レベルでやっていくときに、最終的には神の国のシャロームが、平和が、繁栄がやってくるんです。
And so on a personal level, or maybe the social level in your schools, maybe in the career level in your businesses, when you are doing these things, the peace that passes all understanding in the kingdom of God is going to be spread around.
そしていつの日か、すべての膝がイエス様の前にかがみ、そしてすべての口がイエスは主ですと告白するのが来るのです。
And the day will come when all these shall bow.In all mouths will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
イエスも見えないし、消え、イエスも見えないよ、確かに今。僕は見えない。
We cannot see Jesus with our eyes right now.
でも消えてなくなったわけじゃちゃうね。
But it's not because he's not here.
別にどこにいたか分からへんっていうのでもないんです。
It's not like we are like, oh, you know, where is he?
イエス様は天でおさめておられるんです。
Jesus is in heaven. He's ruling.
でも、he is king now, right?
He is the king.
そして私たちは神の子供たちなんです。
And we are the loved children of God.
そしてイエス様が王ならば私たちはそのしもべなんです。
And so as God is our Lord and Savior, we are His willing servants.
ね。従うことを通して神の国が広がっていくのです。
And so, as we do the things that God has asked us to, as we obey Him, the kingdom of God expands.
じゃあ、その混乱した世界で、ね、で、イエス様見えない状態で、神のしもべとして、どのように行動したいんでしょうか。
So, in this world that is so full of confusion these days, how do we act properly as servants of the Almighty?
まず一つ目、私たちはしもべとして、しもべの耳を訓練する必要があります。
As a servant of the great king, first we need to have the ears of a servant.
そして、いつもいつもこう考える必要があります。主よ、今私に何をお語りですか?
Ask yourself a question constantly. What is God speaking to me now?
ね、神様は一体何を語っておられるのか?
Quiet yourself down.
僕とミコさんの関係の中で僕がスマホを持ってミコさんがスマホを持つようになったじゃあ3年か4年ぐらい前だけどその時に僕らのコミュニケーションがガーッと変わりました。
As smartphones became more popular in the last few years, you know, Miko and I, our communication has also, it improves.
僕ら付き合ってる時はまだ携帯電話でテキスティングとかメッセージのな、ショートメールとかやり取りがまだビジネスになっちゃってね、携帯電話。
You know, back in the day when the phones didn't have any kind of, you know, of course, real functions, it was really hard. Like ABC, and, you know, Omoji, Komoji, that was so much trouble. Like, it took forever to send us the shortest text.It was hard to communicate back then.
ね、でも僕は彼女とできるだけ電話で話したかったから昼休みでちょっと休憩時間だったらいつも見事電話を聞かない。
But you know, we still try our best. We had phones, so like, you know, on lunch break, I'd like, call up Miko, you know, But of course, you know, when I'm on my break time, I said she's probably working, and so it was not always the best communication. But you know, to be honest, we're very modern day couple, and we use LINE for our, you know, stickers and stuff. で、僕はどれくらい忙しくても、ミコさんから
のLINE はチェックするね。
No matter how busy I get, no matter what I'm doing, I'm always keeping an eye on, and I've got it, you know, pinned at the top of the list there, what Miko's got, you know, she's got a message. You know, because more important than work for me is my marriage. And I'll be very honest, there's times when I will completely ignore if you guys send me a lot
of messages.
You know, I turn off notifications and I just like completely ignore you, and I'm sorry. But you know what? If Miko's message comes in, I'm on it. And Ephesians chapter 5 talks about how it is to be a good couple, and you know, as Jesus is, you know, Jesus and we are the church, and we're supposed to be in a nice relationship. In the same way, we're supposed to have that in our marriage. You know, and mine's good because, like, you know, it doesn't, the message today comes and it's actually, I give a record of what she said, so if I forget, I can go back and make sure I know what she needed. And, you know, and there's something that Miko often sends me messages. You know, hey, are you making any progress on that sermon? Can you go pick up Minori? I'll tell you what, she sends me messages very, very frequently. And to tell you the truth, our God, our King, the King of Kings, He sends us messages this
frequently.
So we need to have God pinned at the top of our list of things to do to keep our ear attentive to
what He
says. You know, for a true servant, a loving servant of their King, there would never be a time that their ears would not be turned towards their King. Very exciting part of our Christian walk with the Lord. We have a direct hotline to God. We don't need to wait for someone to tell us through the Pope or anything like that. A direct hotline to the Creator of all things. What is God trying to tell me today? You know, and as if you were trying to tune in a radio to get a perfect signal. Is that
right?
So please focus in on what God's trying to say.
で、多くの場合、最初は 50% の割合で聞き間違うと思う。自分の心の声と神様の声の違いが分かる。
There's danger. There's danger. You think, oh, God's telling me I need to go get some 31 ice cream. And that may be very well your desire being trying to transform into what you think God's
telling
you. But if you really feel that something is that God is telling you, you need to do it.
Yes, someone can tell you to do it. So you should do it. Yeah,
And as immature Christians, there will be times when we do obey things that were not the right thing. But the obedient heart, through time, you start to understand which was God and which was maybe something else, and you start to get the percentage to improve.
So,
as servants of God, we want to keep an ear attentive to His messages. Our life, living our wonderful true God, He is always trying to talk to us if we will just give Him our ear.
2つ目、耳じゃなくて2つ目は頭、神様のしもべの思考が大事なんです。
Not only the ear for the servant, a true servant of the king, our full mind, our head is going to be focused.
私たちは神様から何も語られてない時であったとしても、私たちはしもべとして、なんと神様を称えるようなことを称えることができる方法ないかなと思っていろいろ探すことってすごい大事。語られてなくても。
We might be waiting for that message. We may be waiting for God to give us the next step, and we may feel like we're not hearing it right now, but that doesn't mean we unplug and we just turn off and power down. We need to be actively looking to do things that would make our King happy.
何をすることが主を称えることになるんだ。
What can I do to honor my King?
で、これをもし考えなかったら、What can I do to make me feel happy? 必ずどっちもね、どうやったら気持ちよくなるどうやったら心地よくなるやろう僕らはこれを考えるんだけど絶対そっちの方に行く
You know, and it's so easy for us to just forget about what the king would be happy about and we just think about maybe what would make our own personal fleshly desires happen.
皆さん大きなことじゃなくていいんです
It doesn't have to be huge things.
神様のためにしてあげるとか神様のために僕らができることがほとんどない
You know, what can I do for the God of all creation? I'm sure there's
no problem. 神様じゃあどうぞどこかでしょビールどうぞってビール出すだけだすだいらんねビールは
You know, but I can't really like pour a beer for God or whatever he, you know, he doesn't.
いや神様もう世界にすごい大変なことが起こってるからあなたも心痛められてるでしょだから私何かビールはとかそんなもせんでいいんだ
You know, it's not like God needs a back rub like, oh God, he must be really tired from all that, you know, taking care of the world, everything, let me give you a little massage or something, that's not necessary.
聖書が示す神感神様の考え、セオジーがすごく大事なのは、God, our God is sufficient. 私たちの神様は私たちにわざわざ何かしてもらう必要がない神様ですけど、すごい大事な神様です。
God has everything. God is self-sufficient. God is omnipotent. God has it all. It's not like we need to do something for Him specifically.
だから私たちは神様に何かしてあげる必要がないんです。
So there's not really any need for us to do anything for God besides work.
だけれども神様を称えることはできるんです。
Worshiping God. That's what
it is. でもどういうふうにですか？それは隣人を愛することです。
To worship God is to love our neighbor.
だから皆さん、こういうふうに考えないで、一番神様のために僕ができる一番偉大なことは何だろうって考えないで。
So don't think like, what's the biggest thing I can do to really wow God? That's not the right attitude.
今日僕が神様を称えるためにできる、私が神様を称えるためにできる、一番小さなことは何や。
Try to think the opposite way, like, what is the smallest little thing, what's that little detail, the littlest thing I can do that would make God happy?
もしかしたら仕事を早く切り上げて、家に早く帰って家族とご飯を食べることかもしれません。
It might be just, you know, stop and work on time and just finish and leave and get home quick to just be on time for dinner with
the family. もしかしたら土曜日の朝、旦那さんを寝かせておいてあげることかもしれません。
Maybe it's just allowing your husband to sleep in on the Saturday morning.
子供にありがとうを言うことかもしれない。
Maybe it's just the same thank you to your child.
それか地域のゴミ捨て場でね、火曜日とか月曜日、木曜日でゴミ捨てに行くとかあるやん。いつもあそこの家の人めっちゃ感じやんか。だからあそこの掃除を手伝ってやるやん。
Maybe it's going out to that stinky, you know, garbage pit where everybody leaves all the stuff and the crows were in there and you hope to clean it up on your day off.
So, the point is, it's going to be a good thing. So, it's going to be a good thing.
The little things that just come into your mind, hey, I could do this, do it. That's how you worship
God. So, the little things, どんどんどんどん積み重なって、どんどんどんどん積み重なって、
those little things, those start to happen, start to drop, they pile up, and those are the ways we honor God.
そして3つ目、優れた王のしもべは、思考だけじゃなくて、耳だけじゃなくて、ちゃんとした誇りを持って、しもべとしての誇りを持って生きていくわけです。
So, service is not just with our ears or our minds, but it's also with our hearts,
your pride,
our pride, our attitude, our character.
ね、でどういうことか言うたら、このしもべたい状況に反応したいとき、今、主のしもべとして、ほんまに取るべき態度や行動なんやって。
So the third question we can ask to ourselves as we're trying to be good servants of the Lord is, how can I respond to God without reacting to the situation that's happening around
me?
You know, there's times when you just want to explode, you know, there's things happening
around
you. You know, there's a lot of people that just have no idea, they need to be told. And unfortunately, in so many circumstances, it's real easy for us to
say something.
And we can just throw off all over them. You know, and there's all sorts of, you know, screaming and hands can go up. There can be some really road rage going on there. But that is just taking the bait that the devil would have us to take, that we would not be good
servants.
Fight what these people are, they're trying to get us, and if they actually get a reaction out of us, that's just us taking the bait and
they win.
Instead of getting this petty problem and overreacting and doing something you'll regret later, to take a deep breath, to concentrate on the Lord and what He would be doing in our place instead, and to take the attitude that Jesus would have taken, that is the way to honor.
この人を扱うのではなくて、僕は神様のしもべとして正しいことを取ります。
You are royalty, and you do not need to act at the level of these poor things that are happening around you.
だから、すごいムカついてるけど。
You know, and it may irritate you greatly.
深呼吸して。
I am vexed, but
この人と平和を作りまして。
I'm going to show peace to this person.
そしてこの人と平和を作られます
。I'm going to make peace with this person.
平和のうちにずっと平和があります。
And in the peace is where God's kingdom can be found.
そしてどこかに行ったら後で自分の部屋に行ってその人を許し
And I'm going to go back and I'm going to take a time of prayer and I'm going to release that person and forgive them for the things they did wrong. So when I see that person in front of me, instead of grabbing their neck and slapping their face,
そういう時僕は神様に応答して、しもべとして取るべき態度、神の国のアンバサダーとして、大使として取る態度を選びます。
Instead, I will put my hands together.I will take my peace, I will take a deep breath, and I will be the proud and royal ambassador that God would have me to be.
簡単だよ。
It's not an easy task.
でも平和を作り出す人は神の子供であります。
But the peacemakers, to them, will be given the kingdom of God.
皆さん覚えてて、もう皆さんがぶち切れしてるあの人、目の前の人は皆さんの感情の支配者じゃない、マスターじゃないんです。
So the people that can really push your buttons, they do not control you.
あなたの感情の支配者、あなたの感情のマスターは誰ですか？
Who is the controller of all things that you are?
その方は天におられて、御座に座っておられます。
The King of Kings on the throne of heaven. Not this bump over here.
Yes, I'm going to answer.
I've got God that I serve.
そして平和を作ります。
And I'm going to make peace.
私は誇り高いキリストのしもべとして生きます。
I want to live a life that is worthy, a proud life that will be worthy of the name of being a child of God.
で、深呼吸して。
Take a deep breath.
イエス様が治めておられるから大丈夫。
God is in charge. He's got everything under control. Why do I need to get upset?
イエス様は見えないから。
I can't see him.
すぐそこにいらっしゃってるように。
But I know he is here. And I'm going to act as if he is right in the room next to me.
しもべとしての身。
My dear.
しもべとしての偏見考え。
The servants.
そしてしもべとしての態度、そしてプライド、
character, pride.
どうぞお待ちください。イエス様が王であったら、私のしもべなんです。
So if God is the King of Kings, then we are His servants.
パウロはこのことをピリピ人にはっきりと伝えた。 ました。
So Paul, in a letter to the Philippians, he said very clearly about this.
フィリピ人の手紙にこう書いてあります。けれども私たちの国籍は天にあります。そこから主イエス・キリストが救い主としておいでになるのを私たちは待ち望んでいますと書いていました。
So Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians in chapter 3, he says, verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus
Christ. このピリピっていう町はローマ帝国の植民都市だったんです。コロニーだったんです。
So the Philippi, this was a colony of the Roman Empire.
まあ、コロニーっていう、で、このピリピの町のすごくたくさんのマリーンっていうか、海兵隊の人がわーっと送り込んで、送り込まれて、その家族も引っ越ししていたんですね。
So there were a lot of people that were moved into this area. There was naval, the Marines, people that were involved with the sea. They brought their families there.And they were located in this city of Philippi.
でローマじゃないんだけどローマのような町並みを作ったんです。
And so this is away from the rest of the Roman Empire. It's in a separate segregated area, but it's the Roman colony.
でそこに皇帝がおれへんで、ローマにおれへんで、ピリピにおれへんけど、そこにおる人たちは、さも皇帝がそこにおるかのように振る舞ったんです。
But Paul, he was writing to them. He was actually not with them in Philippi at the time, but he was writing to them in concerns that they were acting in a certain way, that they were still under the control of some other gods of that area.
ね、ローマに皇帝がいるんやけど、ピリピリ皇帝がいるように住んでる。それがピリピのコロニーだったんです。ピリピの植民都市。
And so there was the royal Roman court that was in this colony. So they were under the rule of the Roman Empire in this little, segregated space in Philippi.
だからそのことをパウロはうまく使って、このように私たちの国籍は天にある。つまりこういう意味なんです。本当の意味はこれです。私たちは神の植民都市に生きてるんです。We are God's colony だという意味なんです。
And so when Paul was telling in Philippians chapter 3 about how we have our citizens of God's kingdom, he was saying as if and for the people of Philippi they would understand this as we are living in God's colony.
つまり私たちのこの世界は神様の植民都市です。そこに神様は今横に座ってないけど。
The ruler, the king, maybe he's not here visibly with us, but this is his land. This is his colony that we are in. And this is not heaven. We're not in heaven right now. We're in a colony. It's away from God's place right now where he is sitting on the throne.
でも私たちはこの場でイエス様がまるでここで完全に支配しておられるように私たちは振る舞うのです。
But we want to act as true servants as if Jesus Christ himself was here ruling.
なぜならば本当にイエス様は天で恐れておられる。
And that's because he is indeed in fact ruling from heaven above.
だから私たちはどんな困難の中にあっても安心することができるのです。
And because of that, because we have a loving heavenly Father that rules this earth in the midst of no matter what this world can throw at us, we can stay peaceful.
私たちはイエス様が王であるならば、今王であるならば、
If God is King and Jesus is our Savior and Lord in heaven,
私たちはしもべとして生きていきましょうよ。
Let us be good servants.
そして一つずつ、一つずつ。
Let us do those little things to help to harvest more land for the kingdom of God. From our little steps in our personal
lives,
from our social circles and our schools, around our workplaces, little by little, God's kingdom will spread.
私たちの人生にもこの世界にも広がっているのです。
Let the peace and the shalom of Jesus, love and God's kingdom, it spread in our hearts and it spread in the world around us.
私たちは王を待っています。
We have a king.
私たちはその王の偉大なしもべです。
We are precious servants to the Lord.
OK, 祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
イエス様、あなたが王になってくださったことを本当にありがとうございます。
Jesus, thank you for being the King of Kings.
今日私たちはあなたに仕えることの本当に大切さを学びました。
Lord, we understand what it means to serve you, Lord, and how important that is.
We
want to obey you.
So,
Lord, speak to us. Teach us, who do we talk to? How do we tell them? What do we say? Tell us exactly where to go, what to do. Lord, we see the world and the way they do things, and it's so easy for us to just fall into the trap of doing things their way, Lord. No, teach us your way. You are the living King. We thank you, Lord, for this peace that you give us through God, and no matter what the circumstances. We know you're coming back. Through the return of the King, all your kingdom will be made again in this place, and we are looking forward to that. But until that day, Lord, just continue to lead us.
Just watch
and hold us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.